Hachette Audio presents The Fix, written by David Baldacci, read by Keith Brewer and Orla Cassidy. To Jamie Robb, a great publisher and a wonderful friend, may your future endeavors be filled with both fun and success. Thank you for all your support the past 20 years. I will always be your biggest fan. Chapter 1. It was normally one of the safest places on Earth. But not today. The J. Edgar Hoover Building was the world headquarters of the FBI. It opened in 1975 and had not aged well. A blocks-long chunk of badly dilapidated concrete with honeycomb windows and fire alarms and toilets that didn't work. There was even safety netting strung around the top of the building to catch chunks of crumbling concrete before they could fall to the street below and kill someone. The Bureau was trying to build a new facility to house 11,000 employees, but a new location hadn't even been chosen. So the opening of a new headquarters was about $2 billion and 7 years away. For now, this was home. The tall man striding down the tree-lined sidewalk was Walter Dabney. He had taken an Uber to a coffee shop down the street, ordered some food, and was now walking the rest of the way. He was in his 60s, with thinning salt-and-pepper hair parted on the side. It looked recently cut, with a bit of cowlick in the back. His suit was expensive and fit his portly frame with the touch of a tailored hand. A colorful pocket square adorned the front of his dark suit. He wore a lanyard around his neck, loaded with clearances sufficient to allow him access into the inner sanctums of the Hoover Building, with an escort along for the ride. His green eyes were alert. He walked with a determined swagger, his briefcase making pendulum arcs in the air. A woman was coming from the opposite direction. Anne Berkshire had taken the metro here. She was in her late 50s, petite, with gray hair cut in parentheses around her long oval face. As she approached the Hoover Building, she seemed to hesitate. There was no lanyard around her neck. The only ID she possessed was the driver's license in her purse. It was late morning, and the streets were not as crowded as they would have been earlier. Still, there were a great many pedestrians, and the street hummed with activity as cars passed up and down, with some vehicles making their way into an underground parking garage at the Hoover Building. Dabney picked up his pace a bit, his Allen Edmonds wingtips striking the stained pavement with purpose. He started to whistle a cheery...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?